Hello and welcome to a new episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. My name is Brian Powis and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, my podcast brethren, Rob Jelly.
Oh, hello. How you diddling?
It's been 8 months since we've last sat in the front room and recorded this here podcast, but we thought it's about time we come out of hibernation and actually start bloody talking to you guys again.
Absolutely.
I've spoken to no one in 8 months.
Literally no one.
I've become a hermit.
You have actually been out, well, at least
no,
once.
No, not been out in the whole 8 months. No, I just cut myself away from the world. And this week I've had to dip my toe back into civilization. And I see the world is a mad place since we've recorded last 8 months ago.
A lot has happened
in 8 months.
It is amazing what can happen in under a year.
Brexit apparently has happened.
Happening.
And it's going on.
Happening.
But nothing really has changed.
No.
So that's something that remains even though we left. Right?
Yeah.
In the past 8 months, me and Rob have slept together.
Yes, we have. In the same room.
We went away on holiday.
We did.
And together.
Yeah.
Lads weekend. Lads. Ended up sharing a room just to save a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Which we spent on drink instead. Yeah, which we spent on drink. we went away for my birthday last year. I'm now 33. And we went to the lovely city of Norwich. I'll say that again.
Go on in.
A bit rusty. City of Norwich.
It was lovely. Never been before. And then I went back like 4 weeks later for a training course twice in a month.
I felt naughty the first day.
Because you were away without the boys?
Yeah, I just felt free for once. And
first time in some years now.
So we drank a lot of drinks.
Lots was had.
And for the first time ever, couldn't get out of bed the following day.
No, you were in bed until a good 4 o'clock.
Can't even remember the walk home, even though Rob does, because he's the one who got me home.
Yeah, we got stopped by a police officer. Mm. Who asked if we were okay, because you were in a bad...
I threw up on the tramp as well, didn't I? Sorry. Homeless person. But I threw up on him.
Oh, it's only funny because it's true.
Yeah, I know.
And didn't we lose someone?
Yeah, we lost one of our party. I just remember snapshots of the walk home. 1 minute, I'm at the bar. The next minute, I'm stood outside DFC... with a bottle of water. DFC, by the way, dirty fried chicken.
Yes. Who was it? Just had a box of meats. It was Tony. Tony just had like a box of meat.
Yeah, he was eating box of meat, which made me throw up in the drain,
again,
I believe.
Yeah.
So that was something else that happened. In the past 8 months, I've also got a bitch. I've got a bitch now.
Oh, you mean the dog? You mean the dog, yeah.
Sasha is now... a fully fledged member of my family. So you may hear
Tippity tapping, yeah. You might hear in the background is Sasha investigating all this new kit.
And if anyone walks past that she don't like, you may hear her bark as well.
Oh.
Shut up, Sasha! Silly dog. Right. What else has happened? Oh, yes, Donald Trump is now the 45th president of the United States of America. How did that happen? George Michael had his last Christmas.
Ooh.
Also,
well, I've joined the 30 club now. I'm now in the 30s, so...
And also, Rob turned 30.
That happened,
yeah.
That was a busy month.
Anything else we can think of? I'm out now, that's
what I've got. I now do a bigger show, the bigger radio show than I used to.
Oh, yeah, you're still doing the BBC
work. I'm still doing the BBC.
Still doing that.
I'm still at Auntie Beebs and now start an hour
No
earlier.
One's ever called it Auntie Beebs.
Everyone calls it Auntie Beebs.
Never heard that in my life.
Okay.
We are the BBC. We never die.
So I now start an hour earlier. So I'm now up another hour earlier than I was before.
Yeah.
And in case you can't remember what that was, I'm up 2:45. Excellent news.
And any other worldwide events that we can think of that people may be able to relate to apart from our lives that people know nothing about?
Well, the new fivers came out just before we finished up last time around.
Yeah, we've now got new currency.
Which, by the way, doesn't work anywhere.
No, but it's kind of given me a little bit of comfort because for a while I thought they were trying to get rid of cash money.
Yeah, good point.
You know, nowadays you can pay everything with your phone and your card.
Contactless.
Contactless, right? I thought they were teaching the younger generations that having cash is an inconvenience. And look how convenient it is to pay electronically.
Yep.
Eventually, they get rid of cash money. They will have access to our money. And if they want, they can control us.
Gone.
Just like that. So I was getting worried. So the fact that they're releasing new currency has kind of given me a little bit of comfort. I kind of like it. I like new stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind new
apart from the £1.
But they
the new £1
it through.
They don't fit in the trolleys. You can't use them in car parking meters.
I was going to say.
Ridiculous.
It's quite a long list of things it doesn't work in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to now change all the machines.
£1 slot machines.
No,
the big gamblers. Doesn't work.
Unbearable.
So are we done? Are we done with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I mean, I can't think of anything else.
And are you
happened.
Still enjoying your work? Or are you thinking, do you know what?
That's cool.
I could do a different job.
Well, I think I probably could do a different job, but I love doing what I do.
I love my job. But I found a job the other day that I would give up my job like that for.
Right.
All right, and I saw this in the news. So let's do some news.
News. I got good news. It is the best news in the world to me.
So, Rob.
Yes.
For $17,000.
Right, what's that?
Would you give up your current job at the BBC, that never lie, to take a job where you lie in bed all day, every day for 2 months, Rob?
Ooh.
Sounds a beautiful job.
Well, I reckon if I stack up all of my leave,
yeah,
might be able to just take a holiday. Well, logistics aside, yes. For two months' work, $17,000,
yep.
$14,000-ish, isn't it? English. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Just to lay in bed?
Yeah, it's about $13,500, just to lay in bed for 2 months. The job description...
I was going to say, there must be a catch.
You've got to lie flat on your back.
Hang on, I'll do it now. Yep.
Uninterrupted for 60 days.
60 days?
After that, you undergo some tests over the span of 4 weeks. You would get half of the money before the test and the other half 2 months from the time you completed your bed rest. I'm not sure whether you can watch Netflix.
Well, if that's in I'm sold. I don't even care what the other conditions
because
are.
Because I would go out of my flipping mind just lying there. I get antsy, sat down for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but surely there would be some mental stimuli involved. And I'm assuming there's a purpose to this.
All right.
I think they're a jazz band from Holland.
The study aims at replicating the gravity conditions inside the International Space Station. On the surface, lying down, doing nothing seems like the easiest thing on Earth, but the researchers warn that weightlessness could be a challenging experience that most people imagine.
That still sounds pretty good to me. I'm in.
So first stage of the test, the participants will conduct all their daily activities while still lying in their beds. Does this include having a wee?
I hope not.
Or indeed the other one.
Ooh.
All the while their torso will be inclined at a -6 degree angle with the position of the head lower than their feet. All of a sudden, not sounding so good. Can't watch Netflix.
Your
like
head,
that.
Mount a TV on the ceiling.
And the activities will include eating and going to the bathroom, all of which must be done with at least one shoulder touching the bed or the stretcher. So you can
get off your back, lean over, and wee out the side of the bed. Just wee out the side of the bed into a shoe.
Okay.
Right, okay. This is definitely sounding worse by
You're still standing up for it.
Yeah, I'm still in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got a wee in bed.
Me not so much. So, let's have a look at the specifications.
Okay.
The researchers are looking for 24 males. Are you a male?
Hang on, I'll check.
No, please don't.
Yeah.
We're males.
Yeah.
Remember, we slept together.
Oh, yeah.
Who don't smoke, that's me.
I'm in. Yeah.
Right. It's now you, Rob.
Right.
Are you between the age of 20 and 45?
Yep.
Are you in top-notch health?
Yes.
Are you fit and sporty?
Yes.
Do you have an active lifestyle?
Yes.
Do you have a BMI of 22 to 27?
Probably.
If that's then this job's for you.
If this is the average, then I'm sure I'm pretty in the middle, yeah.
You are pretty fit. Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
You're going to giving a notice at the BBC this week?
Oh, I'm going tomorrow, yeah. Do it tomorrow. I'll just let the boss
Great.
Know.
Please do. Please do.
Well, if you send off the application for me and I get it, I'll hand him a notice.
All right.
Okay. If I get it.
All right. If I can get you this job,
yeah.
Then we'll do it.
Yeah, done.
Because a podcast recording would have to be done at a -6 degree angle as well.
Can you imagine that podcast? That'd be
great. That's the podcast future, I reckon. Everyone will be doing it soon. Right, other news, all right?
Uber news, yeah.
I heard this news story the other day. Check this out.
New species of crustacean has been named after Pink Floyd. You remember that progressive rock band with all those hits in the 70s like Wish You Were Here and Comfortably Numb? Well, the Oxford University Museum of Natural History said April 12th, the scientists who discovered the new shrimp are big Pink Floyd fans. The new species, Sinolphia's Pink Floydi, was inspired by the song Have a Cigar, specifically the line that goes, oh, by the way, which one's pink? That lyric is actually a question the band got asked a lot. Folks assume the singer's name was Pink. They were wrong. There's no mistaking which shrimp is pink, though, because it's the one with the bright pink claw. This distinctive species of snapping shrimp can clap its pink claw so loudly that it stuns, even kills small fish. It's one of the loudest sounds in the ocean.
So check that out. That guy loves this job. I've got so many questions
about the story. Who thinks that Pink Floyd was the name of one of the band members? Oh, Mr. Floyd. Firstly. Secondly, what fish is so feeble and weak that the clap of a claw kills it?
But when it snaps its claw, that's one of the loudest noises in the ocean. That's amazing. That's amazing. But yeah, a shrimp.
Sasha's looking at me like I'm some weirdo clapping.
Called Pink Floyd or something like that. Not exactly called Pink Floyd. Oh. Have some Pink Floyd cocktail.
Little bit rock
tonight.
And roll. Little bit rock and roll.
But that got me thinking, what right. other organisms mm. are named after famous people?
Probably quite right? a few.
There are quite a few. All right, so with its striking crown of yellow and piercing stare, this newly discovered moth could only have been named after one man.
I think I know who this is going to be.
It has been christened Neopalpa Donald Trumpy in honour of the 45th president.
Donald Trumpy.
He's can we doing please well,
just call, can we just call him from this point forth? Donald Trumpy.
What a missile launching bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. Missile launching bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. You're gonna cause a scene.
What are you doing?
Oh, wah, oh, wah. Donald Trumpy bastard! Oh, he let me down, he did. He's done so much lying. I've never seen someone turn around as much as Donald Trump has in the last couple of weeks. Bloody hell. Anyway, I've got a couple more. And the Queensland horsefly,
yeah,
which was judged to have a curved rear, a curved bottom.
Okay.
Right? So the Australian scientist named it Scaptia beyonceia, after Beyonce.
Ooh, I thought that was going to be a Kardashian.
She has a round bottom. Harrison Ford is an active conservationist and
yes,
in 1993 was honoured by an arachnologist, a spider expert, who named a new species of spider, Calpurnia Harrison Fordy.
Why has it got to be the E on the end?
I don't know, but I like it. I think everything. I should be Brian Palissy. Rob Jelly. There's a wasp named after Elvis.
A wasp named after Elvis?
Yeah, it's called Prascaeolia. I'm all a shook up ears.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Look it up.
No, it's not. Show me.
Prascaeolia. I'm all shook up ears. And a Costa Rican beetle, Agra Kate Winslete, after Kate Winslet, referencing her role in the Titanic.
So hang on, what animal was this?
It's a Costa Rican beetle.
So what does that mean? Does it just float around on bits of driftwood in the water?
It's
not letting its partner on.
I'll explain, right? They've called it and Agra Kate Winslet, because her character did not go down with the ship, but we won't be able to say the same thing for this canopy species. Not canopy.
Canopy?
Cannabis species.
Oh.
Canopy species. If all the rainforest is converted to pastures. Oh, that's see. Why it's called an Agra Kate Winslet.
Right, not just right. Because it floats around on
so
driftwood.
So there you go.
Right.
More news.
More news?
No, no more news.
No more news.
That was organisms named after famous people. I like that.
That's very cool.
And it kind of leads us nicely into this week's quiz, all right?
I got good news. It is the best news in the world. That's true.
The news. Right.
Hello.
Yes, the quiz returns in 2017 and returns to this podcast. We've given it a facelift. But the rules remain the same. They're still quite simple. All right?
Good.
We've got a new voiceover talent.
Oh.
On the podcast.
What happened to Quiz Voiceover Man?
He died. So we've got a new guy. He's an English chappy this time. Ooh. Instead of an American. And he's a little bit posh. He's a bit of a posh show.
Is he?
But it was all last minute. All right. So we've got new voice man. He's going to read some lyrics. Rob has to guess those lyrics. You can play along at home. If Rob corrects Gessley. If Rob
corrects
Gessley. Rusty. If Rob guesses correctly, then I have to eat a jelly bean. And I hear you say, well, that sounds pleasurable. I can't say it. Pleasurable.
Pleasurable.
Pleasurable. There you go. But it's not, because you may have seen them advertised at the shops, but these beans, some of them are nice, some of them ain't. And we've gone all out. We have bought the big box of beans. And it's
the fourth edition.
The fourth edition. There you go. So we've got some new flavours.
Read out the nice flavours. All the nice flavours first.
All right. Nice flavours. Coconut, strawberry, banana smoothie, which is a new one. Buttered popcorn. Berry blue. Peach. Chocolate pudding. Juicy pear, oh, I got windy pops, caramel corn, tutti frutti, or lime.
Beautiful, sound lovely. But disguised amongst them
are nasty ones like spoiled milk. That's a new one. Ooh. That's going to be vile. That's replaced baby wipes. Dead fish, come on. Rotten egg, toothpaste, sick, canned dog food, bogey, mouldy cheese, stinky socks. Or some grass.
You mean there's actually a dead fish one in there?
There's a dead fish one in there. All
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
So, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be,
for
I guess.
For the quiz. Before we start, you've got to guess the theme, because, of course, it's got a theme.
Yeah.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it Brian Powers' ringtones?
It's not my ringtones, no. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Musicians who have recently re-released albums after 10 years.
No. Okay. One more guess.
Ooh. Tense.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz? New and improved. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz? You better guess the theme. No, I'll just keep going on and on. Go on.
Is it some sort of festival lineup acts?
It's not. No. Okay. No.
Is it?
No. Recording artists named after things that can kill you. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And it's... That was so out of tune.
Do you want to try that again?
Yes. Go on. Here we go. Right. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Right. Are you ready for question number one? This is a recording artist named after something that could quite possibly kill you, Rob. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, with drops of Jupiter in her hair, hey, hey, she acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's time to change, hey, hey, since the return from her stay on the moon. She listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, hey.
So we're looking for the artist. Rob, do you know who the artist is?
I do, yeah.
Go on.
Ooh, that's nice ending. Oh. It's Train.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, with drops of Jupiter in her hair. Hey, hey. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's time to change. Hey, hey. Since the return from her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you thumb on a shooting star? One without a permanent scars, and then you missed me while you were looking for yourself out there.
You are right, Rob.
Bing, 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 bing.
Such a tune. Hey.
What a tune that is.
Right.
So it's jelly bean time.
It's jelly bean. Right, we have a whole new game board. We have a big spinny wheel now and lots of beans. Come on, nice one to start. Come on.
Right, there you go.
Come
on. The packet.
Is
it a yellow one?
It's a yellow one.
There's not one in there.
It's one of the worst.
Yeah, there's one in there. Open that packet up. So they come in these little new packets now. So yeah. It's sort of like half a dozen in each packet.
It's to stop them going off and us getting ill like last time.
Because they went really bad last time.
Okay, are you ready? Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
Get it in.
Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, oh. What is it? Oh. Go on, just swallow it. Just swallow it. Give it a
I can't give swallow, it a bit. Mate. I've always had problems.
Come on. Just swallow it. Stop chewing it. You're making it worse.
Don't eat it, Sasha.
That looked gross. What was it? Oh, is that rotten egg?
Rotten egg.
Oh.
8 months don't make that no better, dude.
No.
Never gets any better.
No.
Right.
Should we move on quickly?
Yeah.
What recording artist is this that might kill you?
Yeah.
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 Though I've tried before to tell her of the feelings I have for her in my heart, every time that I come near her, I just lose my nerve, as I've done from the start.
So what are we saying? Any clue?
Oh dear, no. I don't know. Who is it?
Oh. What are you saying?
I'll say cars.
No. The police.
Though I've tried before to tell her of the feelings I have for her in my heart. Every time that I come near her, I just lose my nerve, as I've done from the start.
Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she does just turns me on.
Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on.
What are you thinking of the new voiceover guy?
I like him. He's very, very professional.
He is very professional.
But I think he nailed that delivery in such a way that I had no idea.
Right, so the police.
Yeah, great. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Bean.
Are you ready for your first bean of 8 months?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Spinning. Right. Oh, ooh. No.
So it's landed on one of the new ones.
Oh, where's the bag? I think there's one in there.
I think there is one in that.
Oh, no. So this is potentially what?
It's potentially coconut or spoiled milk.
Oh. What did they possibly think was wrong with baby wipes? You ready?
Go on. What are we saying? I bet he's got a coconut.
It's not coconut.
Unless it's a slow burner.
That's not coconut, but you know what? That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No?
No, that's okay. Like, it's bearable. I know what the others are like.
Right, okay. May have an aftertaste? Nothing?
Yeah, it's not great.
Right.
But I know how bad the others are, and I know how bad the baby wipes was when we first tried that.
Because I could still taste the rotten egg in my mouth. Oh.
I've not enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't enjoyed that situation, but it could have been a lot worse.
All right, well. Right, are you ready?
Shut up.
Just an urchin living under the street. I'm a hard case that's tough to beat. I'm your charity case, so buy me something to eat. I will pay you at another time. Take it to the end of the line.
Any ideas?
Take it. The end of it I recognise.
Mm.
But I can't.
No?
No.
Just an urchin living under the street. I'm a hard case, that's tough to beat. I'm your charity case, so buy me something to eat. I will pay you at another time. Take it to the end of the line. Take me down to the paradise city, where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Yeah. Take me down to the paradise city, where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Take me home.
Guns and Roses. We're doing recording artists named after things that can kill you.
Oh, yeah, that can kill you.
This week's quiz.
Yeah, you'll be dead. I mean, from guns, not roses. Roses tend to be fairly harmless.
Another one wrong for Rob. Don't spin yet. Spin. Spin now. Here we go.
Oh, no.
What
stinky
we got?
Socks or tutti frutti?
Tutti frutti or stinky socks.
Oh, there's one in here. Yeah, that's right, there's one in here.
Are you ready?
Not really. Please don't be stinky socks.
I already know. Isn't it? is it a good one?
Tutti frutti.
Yes.
Shut up.
No.
Tutti frutti, mate.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, got away with it.
Congratulations. Right, are you ready?
You've got to press it on you. You just think it, that's what you do, baby. Hold it down. Dare. Jump with them all and move it. Jump back and forth, and feel like you would dare yourself. To work it out.
Any
yes
ideas?
I'm only 60% sure. I love that ending. Is it Gorillaz and Dare?
Is it Gorillaz and Dare?
Come on!
You've got to press it on you. You just think it. That's what you do, baby. Hold it down. Dare. Jump with them all. And move it. Jump back and forth. And feel like you would dare yourself. To work it out.
Yep, Gorillaz will kill ya.
Yeah, they will. My man!
So it's a draw at the moment, 2-2. 2 to me, 2 to Rob. It's now time for me to eat the bean.
It's Dare!
Bean.
Spin the wheel!
Right.
What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Come on.
Oh, it does spin, doesn't it? I think. I think that's one of them.
Yeah. Peach or sick. Here we go.
Peach or sick.
Peach or sick.
Something in this packet definitely smells bad. Whether it's that one or not is another matter.
Oh, I know.
Come on, just chew it. Just chew it. You might be right. You might be okay. Well, it's lasted a bit longer than last time. No. 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 Sash, stay away from that. You are such a wuss. You okay?
Take it away. Yeah, all good. Right, it's the Decider.
Decider.
Who is this?
I never thought I would miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I would feel this way. The way I feel about you.
About you. What are we saying?
I know this.
No, you don't.
I do know this.
No, you don't. Who is it? Who is it? What are we saying?
Oh, no.
You took too long. You took too long.
I never thought I would miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I would feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up every night, every day.
Hello, Mary.
I know that it's who I need to take the blues away.
You've got the instruments. Why don't you share it?
It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best.
Right, are you ready to spin the wheel for the final time this week? Are you ready for the jelly bean? That was a rubbish spin. Give it another spin. A rubbish again.
Okay.
Give it another one. That's it.
Is that here better for you? Are you happy
better
with that?
Yeah. Go on.
What
are you saying?
Oh, no. Oh. Spoiled milk again.
Oh, come on. Let's hope that was just a dud one.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah? Come on, fourth edition. You've let me down so far. I think we need to let them rot for a few weeks. They get better, don't they, when they're more rotten than they're sold
worse.
As.
Yeah, oh, yeah. God. Oh. It gets worse.
The more you have, it's your second. Just builds up.
Ah,
done?
Oh, that's not good. Well, that's pretty mean.
Right. I think that was an all right quiz back.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. There you go. Some recording artists named after things that can kill you. Trains can kill you.
Police can kill
you. The police can kill you, especially if you're black. Guns N' Roses will kill you. Gorillas will kill you. And madness will definitely kill you. That was this week's quiz. I thank you. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 I've just noticed I got a vomit-flavoured bean stain on my brand new black jumper look.
Vomit-flavoured bean spit.
That's not good. Right, it's now time for the plugs. Let's plug.
Plug.
Okay,
why are we plugging over this music? This feels very wrong.
Oh,
I know we shared a room and all that, but come on.
So where can they find out more about your good self, Rob?
Well, main place to do so would be on the Twitter sphere, at The Jellyman. That's The with two E's, T-H-E-E, Jellyman. Usually hanging around there most of the day. I'm up at 2:45, so if you ever... That's a GMT or BST, because
it's always good to have someone to talk to, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I do a bit of Instagram as well, but generally on Twitter.
And what are you on Instagram?
Same. I'm the Jellyman. It's quite easy to find.
I'm on Twitter at Brian Powis, on Instagram at Brian_Powis.
Oh, that's confusing.
Also Brian Powis.
Really?
Which I must have set up because it's got my pictures on it, but I can't access it.
Unless someone's a really
Brian
big fan.
_Powis.
Unless someone's a really big fan and they set up an account for you.
And you can also catch Rob Jelly on the BBC Essex every morning from 4 now.
Indeed,
two
from
hours.
4. Yeah, from 4 a.m.
And if you're like me and you won't get up for an idiot at 4 o'clock.
No.
You can listen back on the BBC
iPlayer.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes. Please leave a review as well and also rate it 5 stars. Thank you.
Ta.
All right, we're going to try and work a little bit harder this time round. We can't have 8 months off and then come back and be lazy.
No.
So we've got lots of good stuff coming your way. So please subscribe to us on iTunes. Or you can subscribe to the Audio Boom feed.
Boom!
And you'll be able to get that on your Android.
Obviously,
too.
We're on Twitter as well. We've got our own Twitter account for this podcast.
Yeah.
At WCWSWP.
And we're on Facebook as well, so you know exactly what we're bloody up to. And you can get in touch with us on all of that.
About whatever
on the emails
you like.
As well. I think we've got a Gmail email, aren't we?
Yeah, Gmail email.
Yeah. We got one, actually, a Gmail email. Ooh. While we were away.
Did we get, like, spam dating app
No,
emails?
It was actually a listener saying, "Where are you?"
Did they do it in that voice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I went, "We're here, but we're not recorded." So they emailed back and asked when we were. I said, "I don't know. Stop being so bloody nosy." But then they did request that if we were to ever get up off of our hibernating asses. That's a lot to say.
Yeah,
I need
go
to
on.
Calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
Oh well. Then please have a round of a Campari. And I thought that's
got
a good
to.
Idea,
We've
isn't
got
it?
To do
For
it.
Old time's sake, we'll have a round of a Campari.
And I guess if this is new to you and you have no idea what a Campari is, it is very simple, it is very silly. And after the first verse, you'll get the gist of it.
Faff, 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 found it. Now, I am going to have to also Google the words, because it's been so long. It's been so long, I've forgotten it myself.
If you hear this and you think to yourself, oh, this is quite a silly little tune, I'd like to hear this like once a week, you can hear it once a week on my radio show, because I will play it on a Friday morning.
And it's really good just to annoy the shit out of some people.
Oh, it is. It is great.
Are you ready for a compare?
Oh, I'm always ready for a compare.
Who's going first?
You go first.
All right, here we go. Ehi, compare, ci posso suonare, che si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto, tipiti-tipiti-ta. Ehi, compare, ci posso suonare, che si suona un saxofona, e come si suona un saxofona, tu-tu-tu-tu, un saxofona. O friscalette, tippiti-tippiti-ta. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, ci si suona un mandolino, e come si suona un mandolino, a pling, un mandolino, tu-tu-tu-tu, un saxofona. O friscalette, tippiti-tippiti-ta.
Very good.
Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un violino, e come si suona un violino, a zinga zinga violino, plinga plinga mandolino, tu 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 tu, un saxofona, un friscalette, tipiti tipiti da.
Pass me the lyrics.
My screen's just failed. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona alla trombetta, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingo violino, flinga flinga mandolino, tu 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 tu, un saxofona, un friscalette, tippiti tippiti ta.
You gonna join in at the end?
No.
Okay.
Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona alla trombona, ma come si suona alla trombona, a fuma fuma la trombona, pa 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 pa, la trombetta, zinga zingo, violino, plinga plingo, mandolino, tu 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 tu, un saxofona, un friscaletto, tippiti tippiti ta.
See, I did join in. You got to join in.
Tippity-tippity, tippity-tippity-ta! Love it. Right, time for the end of this week's episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
We came, we saw, we came, we saw,
we kicked its ass!
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Thank you very much, Mr. Rob Jelly.
Oh, thank you very much, Brian Powys.
I thought it's okay. I will see you this week. Yikes.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I've loved it. I'm glad we're back. I'm very, very psyched. I'm very happy we're back, despite having to eat two rank jelly beans.
Apologies for any kind of indiscrepancies you may hear in this week's podcast. We're a little bit excited.
Yeah, of course we are. We're back.
And a little bit drunk as well.
Aye, aye, Captain. So, what are you doing this week? What's coming up in your life?
Well, we're coming to the end of half term. The kids have been off, haven't they,
yes,
for the last couple of weeks. So, it's been pretty full on. I've got a little bit of work this weekend. I've got tomorrow off because it's Good Friday.
Results?
It's the day Jesus rose.
He died.
He ate some eggs. Something happened on Good Friday anyway, so I get the day off. You?
I don't think we've got any time,
Rob. Sorry. Right. No time. See you next week.
See ya.
We came, 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 we came,